Now, if you want to do this really fast, make 20. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but you could make 20 attempts a day, 20 attempts a day, 6 days a week, and really, you could very, very likely be, especially if you're approaching the people that make you sweat, you know, the people that have a reputation for success in another endeavor. Okay, let's say she's a stay-at-home mom, but her kids are stellar children, you know what I mean? They're very great students, and they're involved in activities and all these, and her kids do well. Then it's obvious mommy and daddy are doing something right, okay? So I'm not saying don't talk to stay-at-home moms. That's not what I'm saying. But you look at their reputation, okay? And if they have a good name in whatever it is, then those are the people you want to talk to. I was doing a pace setter several years ago, and I gave challenges every week with the pace setter. And that particular week, I told them to talk to 5 women that intimidated them and just ask her, you know, what kind of cosmetics do you wear? And I said, now, don't approach them and say, my director told me to talk to 5 women that scare me, and I immediately thought of you. You don't say that. I said, you say it this way. My director asked me to ask the 5 sharpest ladies that I know what kind of makeup they wear, and I immediately thought of you. You always are so together, and you always look so great. Do you mind telling me what kind of skincare or what kind of cosmetics do you wear? Well, everybody that took that challenge came back with bookings from those people because it was a natural icebreaker to then go to say, have you ever heard of Mary Kay? Have you ever had a Mary Kay facial? I would love to give you a Mary Kay facial and get your opinion of our products. And it just led to bookings. But one of the pace setters that took that challenge, she was a red jacket with 3 active recruits at that time. She ended up recruiting 3 of those 5 women that intimidated her. It's worth it. It's worth it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And if you're wanting to go places that like pink Cadillacs, okay, listen, you ain't lived till you've driven a pink Cadillac. Now, I'm from Alabama, and I only speak 2 languages, English and Southern. And ain't is in our vocabulary, but there's nothing like the feeling of driving a pink Cadillac down the main street of your town and looking at yourself in the plate glass windows. I mean, you are all that and a bag of chips. You really are when you do that, okay? So being present and accounted for. Be present in the moment. Whatever it is you're doing, learn to compartmentalize your life, okay? When you're working your Mary Kay business, you're working your Mary Kay. You're not thinking about what you left at home, you know, the dirty dishes in the sink, or maybe you had a fuss with your husband or kids or whatever. You don't think about that. You got to be present in the moment. And when you're with your family, be with your family. Don't be talking Mary Kay all the time. When you go home and your man says, how was it? You say, great. That's it. That's really all he wants to know anyway. Probably. Okay? Great. You know, and then it's all about him. And then it's all about the children. Okay? Be present, you know, in the moment. Sue Kirkpatrick taught me that, National Sales Director Sue Kirkpatrick, to think of your life like a chest of drawers. And, you know, when you're working your Mary Kay, you pull out your Mary Kay drawer. And then when you're not working your Mary Kay, you close that drawer. And you open the wife drawer. And then you close it and you open the mommy drawer. Sometimes the wife and the mommy may overlap a little bit. But really, even in our relationships with our men, let's be present in the moment. And what does that mean? That means giving that person individual attention, eye contact. Mary Kay was a master at this. She really was. She made you feel like you were the only person on the planet when she was talking with you. Looking them directly into the eye and maintaining eye contact the whole time and not looking around them or, you know, being distracted, but really looking at them. I heard a clip the other day from Dick Cavett, and some of y'all are not old enough to know who that is. But anyway, he had a talk show like Jay Leno and all those people. I don't stay up late enough a night to see those people. But anyway, and he was very successful in his day. And Jack Parr preceded him, and Jack Parr gave him a bit of advice, and he said, don't think of it as an interview, think of it as a conversation, an inner, I-N-N-E-R, view. And so when you sit down to share your business with a person, with a prospect, you know, tell me about yourself so I can get to know you better. And then listen. I mean, really, you got 2 ears and 1 mouth. Listen. twice as much as you talk. Ask questions so you can find out what the need is. Mary Kay said, find the need and fill it. Whether it's for the product at a party or a facial, or whether it's at the interview. Find the need and fill it. Don't just bam, 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 a bunch of facts and figures. Think of it as an interview. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I'll tell you a little bit about myself. Another thing that I've learned in this day and time, especially with career women, professional women in other arenas, is to ask them, after I say, tell me a little bit about yourself so I can get to know you better, is to ask them, if we only had 2 minutes, what would you want to ask me about Mary Kay? And you will find the need there. If we only had 2 minutes. What would you want to ask me about Mary Kay? And let it be all about her. Learn to be a good friend. This business, Richard Rogers said this, is all about relationships. Mary Kay taught us that. It really is all about relationships and making your customer, making your prospective team member feel like she is so special, because she is so special. There's no one like her, you know? We all have different DNA. All of us are different and unique. And if you want a team build, you know, it's like this. I have this prospective team member who will be my offspring sales director. I know that she will. She is very successful. She's a financial advisor for a major corporation. If I called the name, you would know it. Every time I see her, she is in a suit, like a dress suit and hose and heels. She's going to do great. She's already got the image down. You know what I mean? But she scares me because she is so put together. But I know she likes me, and she was a referral from another good customer. Every time I take her makeup, she's so glad to see me. During the Fall Frenzy, the $75 showcase thing, and I really thought she was going to do the business, but at the last minute, she didn't, because her husband got very sick and was in the hospital, had emergency surgery, long story. So she didn't do it, and she said, but ask me again later. And then she said, oh, and bring me Velocity for my daughter for her Christmas stocking. So I had to see her 2 days later after she had told me no. And I went in there and she said, I'm so sorry, I can't do Mary Kay right now. It sounds great and I really think I want to do that. Please ask me again later. And I said, sure. It's like wooing. It is. The same kind of attention and that same kind of you're special. And there's nobody just like you. We'll tie people to you. I have very strong directors, very strong D, if you know the personality type, especially among my first line. And just recently, one of those very strong D directors said, you know, even when I was your customer, and it took me 6 years to sign her up, 6 years of being politely persistent, but she was successful in her other field. But I knew that she would be my team member, and I knew that she would be my offspring even then. And so she said, even then, I knew that you really liked me. I knew that you really liked me. And as I got to know you more, I've always known, no matter what, that you loved me. And that's it, y'all. That's what Mary Kay taught us. You want to be successful? Love people. That's it. That's the whole key. And just pray. Pray about everything, fear nothing, and love people. That's it. That's the keys to success. Thank you very much.